But right now, looking and talking at some baseball, and one of our favorite guests of all time joins us, John Manuel, the editor-in-chief of Baseball America. And John, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yes, sir. I don't know if I can follow Bob Ryan, but thanks. I'll try.
This is the Baseball America ALCS. When you think about the players involved, only if Manny Machado and Matt Wieters could be participating in this one. These are guys you've talked about, John, for a long time in this one.
It is, and especially, you know, not to slight the Orioles, but especially the Royals.
No,
I mean,
it's true.
It wasn't just Lord who was talking about the Royals. It was us. And, you know, the story that my colleague J.J. Cooper wrote about a couple of years ago when they had 9 players in our top 100 prospects, the question was, okay, that's great. You have prospects. Now how do you win? And I know he was criticized heavily, but I think you have to give Dayton more credit. I don't think it was the template that other people necessarily would use, but you know, Ned Yost is not a X's and O's, so to speak, manager, but he certainly knows his clubhouse, and those guys play hard for him. And you know, Dayton Moore did accumulate athletes, and maybe it hasn't worked out offensively the way that the Royals expected, but it really shows up defensively. So that philosophy, it didn't hit on all their players, but that philosophy of accenting speed, athleticism, and power arms didn't work exactly to their plan, but they had enough of those elements to get in the playoffs. And in the playoffs, Hosmer and Moustakas have been the guys that we thought they would be
right
in the regular season.
Like, I don't think everyone understands this, and why would you in Baltimore unless you've been following the Royals very closely? To a large extent, and this lineup built almost entirely on high draft picks, as you would expect for a team that's lost for a long time, like the Orioles to some extent, although the Orioles have turned it around over the last few years, Kansas City kind of breaking through this year. But a lot of these guys, in my opinion, John, and maybe you disagree, have somewhat underperformed compared to what your expectations were until now. I mean, Moustakas, we see the swing, we see the power. He's been a big disappointment until now. He wasn't
Absolutely.
He Matt Wieters' year. I believe he was Wieters' draft class or pretty close to it. Hosmer and even Alex Gordon, as solid as he is, as good as he is, the expectations perhaps unfair, and maybe that's the problem here, but all these guys maybe have underperformed up until about 3 weeks ago.
I'd say Gordon has been, the last couple of years, Gordon's been good. That said, we thought he was going to be a third baseman. And, you know, he's Chris Bryant did it this year and last year, but Alex Gordon preceded him as the first guy to go college player of the year 1 year and then minor league player of the year the next. So, yeah, when you're the first person to do something like that, and Baseball America's got 35 years of history now doing this, you know, that does create expectations. And I think Alex Gordon will tell you he had higher expectations. But he has turned, I'd say the last 2-3 years, he's been one of the better left fielders in the American League.
No doubt.
But Hosmer and Moustakas have been disappointments. And, yeah, Moose was the second pick in the 2007 draft. And, you know, sign of the deadline. And, you know, we thought maybe if he got to 5, he'd be there for the Orioles. Because maybe they already had Markakis. Maybe they'd take one more Greek. Yeah. Side note, Mike Moustakas has promised me in the past that if Greece had a World Baseball Classic team, he would play for the Greek team as long as I got him on the mound.
Yeah.
So, you know, if we get Moose on the mound, he was 97 miles an hour in high school with a 90-mile-an-hour slider. But he was supposed to be a better hitter than this. He's been a better defender and a worse hitter. And Hosmer, again, 9 home runs this year. I think part of it is we're in a much less offensive environment. All the power pitching in the game, whether you want to attribute it to PEDs or whatever, there's less offense in the game. So the Royals' key players do reflect that. And then second of all, those guys just haven't been as good. But again, I'll go back to the division series against the Angels. The best player in that series was not Mike Trout. He was the best talent in that series. But Eric Hosmer was the best player on the field.
True.
Offense, defense, he was the best player. And you know, so he's show the talent that we've always talked about. The other key thing I'll say the Royals have done is great trades. Lorenzo Cain and Alcides Escobar both came in the Zach Greinke train with Milwaukee. So they've hit on some trades. Obviously, the Will Myers trade was controversial, but Shields has been the frontline guy they needed, and Wade Davis is the best eighth-inning guy in the game. So they rolled the dice on a couple of deals, and they worked out.